At Bella Ballerina Dance Studios, we dance through storybook themes to bring them to life. On the Bella Ballerina Storytime podcast, we'll share with you our favorite storybooks so that you can fall in love with them just like we did. You'll meet imaginative characters and be swept away to magical places as we read our favorite storybooks aloud. We can't wait to tell you a story. Let's turn the page. Hi friends, this is Miss Natalie, and today we are reading Wolfie the Bunny. This story was kind of silly because a baby wolf just shows up on the doorstep of a bunny's family and they take it in like it's one of their own. But the sister, Dot, isn't quite sure if she should trust Wolfie because he's a wolf and they're bunnies. And I know how that can be. Sometimes when we meet people for the first time, we're not quite sure if we can trust them, and it's not until they show us if they like us and how they treat others that we learn if we can trust them or not. What do you think Dot will do? Let's get into it, and here we go. The bunny family came home to find a bundle outside their door. They peeked, they gasped. It was a baby wolf. "He's adorable," said Mama. "He's ours," said Papa.
"He's gonna eat us all up," said Dot.
But Mama and Papa were too smitten to listen. Wolfie slept through the night. Dot did not. Mama served carrots for breakfast. "He likes them," said Mama. "He's a good eater," said Papa.
"Speaking of eating," said Dot,
"he's gonna eat us all up."
But Mama and Papa were too busy taking pictures to listen. Dot's friends came by to see the baby.
"He's sleeping," whispered Mama. "He's a good sleeper," whispered Papa.
"He's going to eat us all up," they screamed.
"No kidding," said Dot. "Let's play at your house." For the first time, Wolfie cried, but Dot was too far away to hear him. When Dot returned, Wolfie was waiting. Everywhere Dot went, Wolfie went too.
"He's drooling on me," said Dot. "He's a good drooler," said Papa.
The days passed and Wolfie grew. So did his appetite. When Mama opened the cupboard, she got a surprise.
"The carrots," Mama said, "they're gone."
"Oh no," said Papa.
"He ate them all up," said Dot.
Dot fetched the carrot bag, but she did not get far.
"He wants to help," said Mama.
"He's a good helper," said Papa.
"He's going to..."
"Skip it," said Dot. "I've got my eye on you, Buster."
Wolfie and Dot went to the carrot patch. Dot was picking one last carrot when Wolfie's mouth opened wide.
"I knew it," cried Dot,
but Wolfie wasn't looking at Dot.
"Dinner,"
roared the bear. It was Dot's chance to run away. Instead, she ran forward.
"Let him go," Dot demanded, "or I'll eat you all up."
The bear blinked. "You're a bunny," he said.
"I'm a hungry bunny," said Dot.
"But I'm bigger than you," said the bear.
"I'll start on your toes then," said Dot.
"Help," cried the bear. "She's going to eat me all up." Dot relaxed as the bear ran away.
"We're safe," she said.
Then Wolfie pounced and gave her a hug. "Come on, little brother, let's go home and eat."
And that, my friends, is the END. What did you think of today's story? If you enjoyed listening, make sure to write a review, and we might even read it aloud on a future episode. To find a Bella Ballerina storybook-themed dance class, check out all of our locations on bellaballerina.com. We're always looking to visit new cities and find new studio owners through our franchise opportunity. Check it out!